How many times have you taken Holy Communion in your lifetime? Is there anything about communion that stands out in your mind other than the fact that in the Presbyterian Church it usually takes the elders a pretty good while to get everybody served? Would it be more meaningful if we had a whole loaf of bread that we passed around and everyone tore off a piece? And if we had a common cup that we all shared from and we passed it around, would it mean more if we did that? Actually, this church used to do those things. Some years ago, our custodians found up in the attic a wooden box back under the eaves that was locked. And they broke the lock to see what was in the box. And in it they found two large silver pitchers and six beautiful chalices. It was wrapped in newspaper from about the turn of the century. We couldn't find anybody in the church old enough to remember what it was. We surmise that it was the common cup that this church had many years ago when Presbyterians always had a common cup. And they had two pitchers and six cups to fill and refill as they passed them around. But after they began to use the more sanitary small cups, they wrapped it up, put it in a box, and put it away. Then in 1930, when they moved here, it was brought, put under the eaves, forgotten, until we rediscovered it 50 years later. But if we got those pitchers out and those chalices, would communion be more meaningful? If we had a kneeling rail here at the front, as some churches do, and we came forward to kneel and receive communion, would that make it more meaningful? Some might think yes, some might think no. The fact is, the thing that ultimately makes communion meaningful is twofold. First of all, to understand what communion really means, what it's all about, and second, to have a genuine need on your part. So first, let's talk about what communion means. Our confession of faith says that communion is a sign and a seal. Now, there are various ways we can interpret the word sign. For example, you can be driving down the highway and you will see a sign advertising something. That's one kind of sign. It may be a street sign that tells us the name of a street. It may be something we do when we put our name to a document, when we sign something. But there's another meaning to the word sign. For example, a sign may represent or signify or point to something else. When I was a child, there was a poem that we had to learn. I only remember one or two verses from it. I couldn't remember the poem. And so at the early service, I said, does anybody here remember where this verse is from? And it's from the poem, one member told me, The Wreck of the Hespus. And the verse goes like this. Last night the moon had a golden ring. Tonight no moon I see. And then it goes on to talk about the storm in which the ship was wrecked. I have since learned that a golden ring around the moon portends bad weather. It says bad weather is coming. You see, the ring is actually ice crystals high up in the atmosphere, and the moonlight shining through them creates a great golden ring. So the ring around the moon is a sign. It points beyond itself to something else. It points to bad weather. So Holy Communion is a sign of something. It represents something else. It's pointing to something beyond itself. In this case, it is the sign of the cross of Jesus Christ. It is a sign of what happened to Him on Calvary. It's a sign of what He did to redeem us from our sins. But our confession of faith says that the Lord's Supper is not only a sign, it's also a seal. Now, what is a seal? Well, a seal can be any number of things. It can be a sea mammal that lives in the ocean. It can be something you stick on your Easter cards, your Easter seals, or your Christmas cards. It can be something you do to an envelope. It can be a kind of stamp that is put on official papers. But there's another meaning for the word seal. It can also mean to convey or to guarantee. And when we speak of the Lord's Supper as being a seal, that is the theological meaning. It confirms, it conveys what it represents. Now, with the concept of a sign and a seal, let's put the two together. The Lord's Supper, or Holy Communion, or the Eucharist, all mean the same thing. The Lord's Supper is a sign of Jesus on the cross, body broken, his blood shed for our behalf. And as we take the bread and wine, symbolizing the crucifixion, by faith we are receiving what he has done for us. In a sense, it's a sort of reconfession of our faith. Lord Jesus, as I take this bread, as I take this wine, by faith I am receiving once more what you did for me on the cross of Calvary, where my sins were paid for. But there is more to it than that. For not only is it a sign, it's a seal. It conveys what it represents. It truly conveys the Spirit, the crucified Jesus, to our hearts and lives. In that sense, something truly spiritual is happening. There comes into my life a new power. There comes into my life an upthrust of spiritual power. A new reality of Jesus as my Savior. A new strengthening of my faith. So that when I have taken Holy Communion, as I leave, there is a new dimension to my life. For I have been strengthened truly and really by what I have done. You see, this is no empty ritual we do. It has real significance. That's why St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 11 writes, "Whoever therefore eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the very body and blood of Jesus." So when we come to the Lord's Supper, we need to understand what we're doing. It's a sign and a seal. It points to something else, and it truly conveys spiritual reality. But the second thing I said earlier was that not only do we need to understand it, we need to have a need for it. Do you have a need this morning? Are there sins in your life that need forgiveness? Are there things you've done for which you are sorry? Are you everything God wants you to be this morning? Do you need new spiritual power in your life? Have you been the kind of father or mother? Have you been the kind of husband or wife? Have you been the kind of son or daughter you know you should be? Have you been the kind of friend? Have you been the kind of neighbor? Have you been the kind of relative you should have been? I can say unequivocally that everyone here this morning, without exception, has needed forgiveness. And that's what the Lord's Supper is all about. On the night in which he instituted the sacrament, Jesus told his disciples that one of them would betray him. As a matter of fact, in one way or another, all of them would betray him, would forsake him and flee. And the Bible says of them, "And they were sorrowful and began to say to him, one after another, 'Is it I, Lord?' And the answer was really yes for all of them. It's yes for me. It's yes for the world. Is it yes for you? If so, then both of us need to come to this table to receive once more the sacrifice to Jesus for our forgiveness and to be renewed and strengthened in him. Before us is the symbol of the restoration of our relationship to Jesus. It is signed. It is sealed. And here it is delivered. If you believe that Jesus died on the cross for you, if you receive him as your personal Savior, if you are sorry for your sins and desire to be strengthened in him, I invite you to come to this table, which is for all us sinners. Let us pray. Let us pray.